With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, it sounds like you're out and about doing all sorts of important things.
Critical things, Simon. Critical things. My husband's been away for 3 days and 2 nights, and I have to see if I can find room in the bedroom for him to enter because...
Oh, really?
It was okay. Like a college child gone amok. Laundry? Ha! All right, so...
Okay, so not quite as glamorous as I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking, but not.
That was
okay.
Me and Betty Lamar.
I don't know why it feels like it's been a long time. It's great to have you with me. I put a massive smile on my face as I generally do when I talk to you.
Always.
This is the highlight of my week. But Andrea, to be truthful, my runner, my pro, what is going on with this?
Oh, this is very choppy. It's choppy, Simon.
It's very, very choppy. But yeah. Let's try get you back and delete the choppiness because that's not helpful.
You've been choppy for a while. You've been choppy in here.
Listen, just okay. By the way, I don't know if this is a tongue-in-cheek request, but we've got a listener. He's probably in his late 20s. He wants to know from you where he should go to have a good time in Israel. And I think that was tongue-in-cheek. I don't think he was really expecting an answer. I did say to him, you're talking to a woman who wears a shaitel and wears a long dress. How on earth do you expect her to answer the question?
Good time.
Hey, other than telling him to take a caravan to I don't know where.
There you go. You're the shook at closing when you can get half price vegetables. That's a blast.
Oh my goodness me. What do you got for me today? Because my runner is blank.
Right. So anyway, it was very funny because I said, you know what? I gave this kind of a mysterious message to Sina. She's my best friend. You know, we're very close.
Okay,
anyway, let me see what I told her the topic was today. It's a very deep and meaty topic. So I said, don't ask me too many questions, but because there's somewhere I want to go. So the topic is called My Night in the Hospital and Other Yucks, Another Discovery in Miraculous Israel. Okay.
Okay. Sad to hear you in the hospital. Why were you in the hospital?
Right. Right. So I was in the hospital for, you know, kind of creepy reasons, a surprise.
Okay.
I got up that morning. I didn't think I was going to be in the hospital, but apparently I was. What happened was the week before I had taken my third, you know, we had the third, the booster shot.
Yes.
And I began not feeling well about an hour and a half after the show, after the shot. I did my regular radio show the next day, but I really was feeling out of sorts and I blamed the booster. Little did I know I was suffering from unrelated to the booster causes. And I had an incident that I need a whole GI series and a lot of very exciting things too in the future. But nevertheless, ignored it. You know, I think that if you ignore
They go away,
health,
they don't. Mm.
Yeah, mm. It'll go away.
Mm.
And not so much. So what I did was I knew kind of that I needed to pay attention early in the morning. So I did what any natural, I did not go to the hospital. I did not go to the doctor. Instead, I saw three customers and took my grandson out to dinner. So, and then afterwards, I was feeling a little woozy and I said, you know what? He wanted to walk around the mall. I said, Grandma needs to go home. But instead, I drove to the emergency medical center. Now, here's where the good part comes in. Okay, yuck, yuck, everybody. Oh, we feel so bad. All right, I'll be fine. I had an experience, Simon. You know, it's a terrible year we're having. It's just terrible year, terrible 17 months.
Sure.
And in the middle of that, we had a little war. In the middle of that, we suddenly have bombs coming in from all over. I have to tell you, everybody should be well. Nobody should be sick. Nobody should have to go into a hospital. But if you have to go into a hospital, thank God you can step into. I went into Shaarei Tzedek. I had trepidation, I must admit. I was treated rapidly. I was treated well. I kept thinking they're going to send me home, you know, because I remember being a hypochondriac as a child and my mother would send me to school because I was, so I thought I'm going to get caught lying and suddenly I find myself admitted. Not fun.
No.
Nevertheless, this is the best, without cameras, without PR teams, without journalists to document it, the camaraderie between Jews and Arabs in the hospital. The camaraderie between the medical professionals and the volunteers, the lay people, the camaraderie between the ambulance drivers and the soldiers that are walking around and bringing in prisoners. You never saw anything like it. And I kept kind of forgetting that I was kind of facing this serious potential illness all I kept thinking was, I couldn't say thank you enough. I couldn't say you're adorable enough. The only thing I would say is that the one, they have a very clever plan. What they do is they keep you there. They treat you nicely. They don't forget about you. And then they bring you a breakfast, which makes you commit to getting out of the hospital and never being sick again.
Okay. Maybe that's really clever strategy.
It's very clever. But they were incredible. And I thought to myself, lo aleinu, nobody should have to be in the hospital. But if you're in the hospital, my gosh, what a country. Again, in the midst of COVID, what's very funny is 17 months in, Simon, everybody's in masks. We've almost forgotten. We've almost, what is the word when you supersede COVID? COVID was beside the point. Everybody's masked. Everybody was good. I never had such a wonderful, loving experience in the midst of terror. Granted, it's not to say, Simon, I didn't lay, everybody listening to the show says, oh, she's so funny, so funny. I wasn't so funny.
No, of course not.
In the bed, muttering to my husband, I have unfinished business, you know. I went to the whole unfinished. But I have to tell you, Simon, I wish nobody should be in the hospital, but please don't judge Israel by Al Jazeera. Don't judge Israel by CNN. Don't judge Israel by, you know, what is it, the BBC? All I thought was, I love my life. I can do more. And I'm now exploring volunteer opportunities in the hospital because to me, it's a crime not to be part of something so special, something so healing, something so universally embracing. And my born religion, my born ethnicity really was beside the point. The love, the kindness.
Two questions, because I'm absolutely fascinated to hear this. It's a kind of subject I just didn't think we'd be broaching, but it's fascinating. The first
is... Well, you know what it is, because we also talk about a lot of funny stuff, and I realized this is called From My Jerusalem Window. So I said,
This is important stuff, Andrea. This is real. This is the day. This is exactly giving us a sense of what real life is like there. And what I found absolutely fascinating is there is so much in Al Jazeera and the kind of sources that you've just quoted trying to show that Israel is this terrible apartheid state and that relations between the Jewish community and the Arab community is just so absolutely terrible. But back at the ranch, when you go and do the research, you see that up to 25% of all doctors in Israel, all nurses in Israel and all chemists in Israel are all Arab Israelis, which is really absolutely remarkable.
I heard that. Let me just tell you something, Simon. The reason I was in the hospital was not the reason I was in the hospital. It was a medical reason, but I could have gone home and ignored it for another week or, you know, who knows how it would have panned out. But I went to this emergency medical care of my HMO, my medical provider, and it's open until midnight. You know, it's kind of creepy. You walk in the long hallway and they have an on-staff doctor, and I walk in. It's this really cute doctor. He looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
And his name was Dr. Mahmoud Abed Mashukazeh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something like this. And he did not let me go home. You know, again, this is like the night shift. This is like, what do they call it? It's like really the grunt work. Really, people come in there who just, you know, a lot of hypochondriacs. This man was so attentive. And you know what? Forgive me, he wasn't special. He was standard. And
amazing.
People cannot understand
amazing.
It. The nurses, I had nurses that were Arabs and I had nurses that were playmates. This is mortifying. Playmates of my children growing up. You know, nobody, there's not a doctor my age anymore. They were retired.
So Andrew, I said to you there were two issues I want to raise with you. The first was that. The second one was, let's be honest, the Israeli medical profession has a name for being superb from a scientific perspective. I have never heard anybody accuse it of being good from a bedside manner perspective. You have shattered that illusion today.
You know what? It shattered the illusion for me. I've had doctors who really were, I mean, as a matter of fact, the last time I had double knee replacement, I'm telling this fast, I'm watching the clock. And I remember the doctors were so, they came, I was a specimen and I experienced wonderful medical care, but there was no one to talk to years ago. And I remember I had an Arab nurse and she was a friend and she would always tiptoe back into the room to tell me what I really needed to know. Nevertheless, my night in the hospital, you heard of night in the museum?
Sure.
My night in
sure.
the hospital, by the way, the potato chip machine was out, but That's for a different day.
Yes.
Don't tell my husband I was like stalking potato chips. Sick, sick, dying, dying with the IV. Can't I get some potato
I'm going chips? Out with potato chips if I'm going
but
out.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you that the nurse who admitted, the doctor, the physician who admitted me the night before, the next morning she came in. She spoke English. She spoke Hebrew. I don't know if she speaks. I think she might speak Russian. She did not move until I understood everything. Yeah, bedside manner, that joke out the window.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
I wish it on no one, but I have to tell you, if you have to be in the hospital, my gosh, Israel really rose to the challenge, and they have no idea that I'm speaking about it today. They have no idea that I'm writing about it. I cannot loud them enough. And I wanted to share that with everybody.
I am so, so grateful that you did.
It's another feather in the cap in a country that really is can be problematic. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say to you that awful to hear that you are having your challenges. You are loved. Know that. We are all wishing you the absolute biggest and speediest recovery. And better and get back here with us next week. And let's be funny.
Yeah. I was laughing in between. I did laugh and then sobbed. Okay.
Cheers,
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.